Hi there, I'm Ben Morton, and welcome to another episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. It's the weekly micro edition of my podcast. Each episode is just 6 minutes long and is designed to provide you with tips, tools, and tactics around specific aspects of leadership and management. It addresses some of the most common challenges you will face as a leader or manager. They are all recorded unscripted whilst I'm out walking in the countryside, so you'll probably hear birds tweeting in the background or just ambient noise as the people around me are going about their day-to-day life. That's all I'm going to say by way of an introduction, so let's dive straight in to this week's episode. If you're feeling as though your resilience is really being tested at the minute, or perhaps you're feeling a little bit stressed and struggling to disconnect, then today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag is for you. We live in an incredibly fast-paced, hyper-connected world. And it strikes me that right now, the human brain or the human species isn't evolving nearly as fast as the world within which we are living. And this hyper-connected world, the incredible technology we have, it brings a huge number of benefits, but it also brings a number of risks or downsides. Some of those are sort of increased stress and anxiety. Many people regularly get a sense of FOMO or a fear of missing out. Many of us, again, are operating with a fairly regular sense of cognitive overload. We're just trying to process too much. And at the same time, our sort of productivity is going down, as are our attention spans, which I've spoken about before in previous episodes of the Leader's Kit Bag. So in today's episode, I want to put forward the argument for disconnecting and share a couple of tips with you that will help you disconnect, feel more in control, and sort of need to dip into your resilience reserves a little less often. Hey there, I'm Ben Morton. I'm a leadership mentor and performance coach, and I specialize in working with business professionals who are moving into senior leadership roles and who are committed to being the best leader they can possibly be. So, to disconnecting. Mindfulness meditation is something that's been spoke about a lot more over the past 5 to 10 years. Certainly in leadership and management circles, in sort of the press and the media around that, we're talking about it a lot. Many of you might have mindfulness meditation classes or sessions or apps provided by your organizations as part of their well-being initiatives. And that's great. But at the same time, I find for many of us, with our busy lives and work schedules, meditation just seems too out of reach. It just doesn't actually seem accessible. Now, what I found really interesting was, in episode 133 of the podcast, I interviewed Luke Doherty, who's an ex-professional rugby player, come mindfulness coach and performance coach, who works with professional athletes, many senior leaders, MDs, and CEOs. And he was saying how he helps them to build some sort of mindfulness practice, but very rarely does it include meditation. Instead, he helps them to identify the activity that they really enjoy and that enables them to switch off. It could be fishing, it could be knitting, a whole wide range of things. And that is far more useful in terms of being able to disconnect and for managing our well-being. Linked to that, I've now recorded 160-odd episodes of my podcast. Most of those are interviews with MDs and CEOs. One of the themes I've noticed is that so many of those leaders have some sort of hobby or practice that now allows them to disconnect. I've spoken to so many leaders in their mid-40s, early-50s who enjoy building Lego kits. For others, it's listening to vinyl records. For others, it's knitting. Doesn't really matter what it is, but these activities allow us to focus solely on one thing. We are normally disconnected from our tech. They give us, or they enable us to do something and complete something. It's very rare for many of us in our work. Do we ever really finish anything? Because our work is always ongoing. And when we regularly participate in whatever the activity is for us, it sends a message to our subconscious that says, you matter and I care about you and I'm gonna look after myself. So my challenge for you this week is to think about, what is the mindfulness activity that you enjoy, that you can do, that enables you to switch off, recharge, and disconnect? It could be mindfulness meditation, but I suspect it's not. So what's the activity? The second challenge is to think about, when are you going to do it? When and how often? And the third question, perhaps the most important, what needs to happen, or what will you do to ensure you do regularly partake in that activity? Because you deserve it for you. Those that you lead deserve it, because you'll be a better leader for it. And your friends and loved ones deserve it from you, because you'll be a better friend and loved one to those people. That's it for this episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. Look after yourself. Look after those you've got the privilege and responsibility to lead. And as always, lead on.